Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to a very rainy, stormy day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was quite an interesting trip over here this morning. I was driving right into quite a lightning storm. I was hoping I would get here before the bottom fell out, and I kind of hit a little seam in all the weather and got in without being completely drowned. Radio station is near DFW Airport, so those of you that are thinking about flying somewhere, you need to check as you go out there or before you go out there and see if your flights are still scheduled or not. Looks like it's going to be in store for us for a few hours. I'm ready to go talk gardening, a little Dirt Doctor radio here. Whatever you would like to discuss, you can call me at the same number, as always, from anywhere in the world, 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. See what I need to do first. We're going to go through a bunch of stuff. I want to talk about the weather. We had also a little wind damage here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, more than a little, actually. It was very strange, very spotty, but some of it was bad. We'll talk about that a little bit. We do have our contest picture up. All you have to do is identify the picture. This one, you'll probably get the general category pretty easy, but we're looking for the specific name of the plant today. Winner, first one to email us at info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can use the Ask Howard part of the website, or call me on the show and identify. You win one of our schools, one of our classes, the Natural Organic Certification course, 15 chapters, and become certified in the natural organic approach. Still getting real good reviews from everybody that is taking it. One thing that I guess we get asked about more than anything about the class is how long do I have to take it? And people are worried about having time to do it. You can take 2 years, 3 years, 5 years if you want to. It's totally up to you. You can pull up the course a chapter at a time, or you can do the whole 15 chapters at one sitting. It's totally up to you. Doesn't hurt anything. It's easy to resume. It covers all the basic information about the natural organic program. It has chapters on insects, two chapters on insects, chapter on disease, food crops, ornamental planting, landscaping. In other words, it covers soil improvement, bed preparation. Really goes into detail about trees. We have two complete chapters on trees. And I think you'll find it's got plenty of detail for you, but it's not too hard for homeowners. It was designed to be effective for homeowners as well as people in the business. And we're having both categories and everybody in between take the course. So look forward to seeing what you think about it. The SPCA, let's talk our doggies just a minute. We were at the farmer's market yesterday, went down, did a little shopping, and we're going to have lunch down there, but there were so many people we decided to go somewhere else for that. But it's really doing well down there. There's a lot of great features and produce, meats, eggs, all kinds of things. There were some new things down there this weekend. In fact, there were duck eggs and goose eggs available for purchase, but they had a lot of dogs. The SPCA was down there. I don't know if they go down there every week or they do it on a monthly basis or what, but there were a lot of cute dogs. And I was noticing yesterday where we live over in the East Dallas area, the day was so beautiful. There were really a lot of people out walking and enjoying their dogs. So if you haven't gotten into that, I've got a tip for you here from the SPCA here in Dallas. Wherever you are in the country, we appreciate you supporting the rescue organizations. SPCA here, the Jan Reese Jones Center, is featuring Stevie Nicks, and she is an adorable playful, lovable two-year-old hound mix, and she really is a pretty 37 pounds, gorgeous brindle coat. Yeah, like the rock singer. Stevie Nicks. Last, previous features, Trigger was adopted, and Jade is still waiting for her forever home. So check them out on our website. Jade is really pretty, black and white, and I think would make a great pet, too. She's 1 year old, black and white pit bull mix. Doesn't look much pit bull to me, but she's a cutie. So check them out on our website. Go to dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button there. All the words on the website are buttons, and you just click on those and go see what you want to see. Probably the one that I get ask about the most or used to answer questions the most on the homepage is the button that says guides in capital letters. Punch on guides, and under that button, you'll find all of the recipes of home brews that I recommend, Garrett juice, tree trunk goop, all that kind of thing, as well as the programs, the basic organic program, the overall program, the fruit and pecan tree program. Is there the rose program and all the other related things. In other words, it's just kind of a starting point for you. And then the rest of the website can give you a whole bunch more detail. The most information that you can get from me would be my new book, which is the Organic Manual Revised, working with Mother Earth News. And it just came out a while back, and is being sold by them. You can go to MotherEarthNews.com. I think it's .com or .org. I think it's .com. You can go to Amazon. You can go to the bookstores. It'll be in the usual bookstores soon if it's not already. But between that new book, which I redid and updated and everything, and the new course, those are the places where you can get the most current information, short of calling me and talking about something on the air here. And I don't care what you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. You can talk about something you're puzzled about, questions that you have. You can call with a tip for us. I'm totally open to that. In fact, encourage it. Some of the most useful things that we recommend today came from recommendations from the owner, from the listeners. So whatever you want to do, telephone number, you think I ought to give that out today? I guess I should. I think I did. But once again, it's 866 444-3478. Okay, let's get it. Oh, and my tea this morning is something I've been playing around with the last couple of weeks, and it's good. It's key lime and lemon and apple cider vinegar. It's really a good tea, very simple to make. You can add any of the leaves of any of your favorite herbs as well, things like lemon verbena, lemongrass, thyme, lemon balm, oregano, really good for you, and a good tea ingredient can be added to that base of lemon, lime, and apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, you'll hear me talk about a lot. It's in the Garrett juice formula. It's something that I take every day. I rinse off with it when I take a shower often. It really helps to just get all the suds and things rinsed off of you pretty good and gives your skin a nice feel. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. Tree damage. We had an interesting storm a few days ago, and it had a funny microburst apparently, and had some winds that came straight down and crashed into spotted areas. Straight line winds were extremely high velocity. In some cases, where I live in East Dallas, the Lakewood part of Dallas, there were a lot of trees down. There were a lot of big limbs ripped out of trees and on the ground. I was a little bit surprised because after that night, I went out and we didn't have anything in our yard other than a few dead branches that I hadn't gotten around to trimming out or knocking out. And it just did a little bit of cosmetic pruning for me. The office, which isn't too far away from our house, same thing, no damage at all. And then I started looking around. There were streets completely closed with trees down and big limbs on the ground and the whole deal. So if you had some damage and haven't cleaned up yet, there's a couple of things to tell you about. One is to be careful. You can really get hurt with stuff on the ground. We had a terrible, terrible story here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Two beautiful young boys were killed, not by the limbs, but by lines, power lines that were down. One of them got into the line and was being electrocuted, and the other one tried to save his brother and then lost them both. So that's one dangerous thing. There's another really seriously dangerous thing about just doing pruning and working with the limbs and trees that are down. We'll talk about that in detail when I get back. And give us a call when you're ready. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm going to talk to AJ because he called in real early, and then I'll get back to that. And I won't forget it, the tree, down tree limbs and down tree conversation. AJ in Arlington. Hi, AJ.
Morning, Howard. Hey, a couple quick questions on my peach tree. I have a single redskin peach tree.
Okay.
It's in year two of production. The output this year is about triple from last year, from year one, so I hope that's good.
That's good.
I have noticed a few flesh wounds on some of the fruit, and also some have a kind of a clear, almost teardrop-like, I don't know what you call it. It's just a hard substance that if you pick off, it may be kind of gooey. So
right,
I'm a little worried about that.
That's a typical kind of thing called gumosis, and sometimes it'll be not really an indication of anything. It just happens. Other times, if there's a lot of it, it's a sign of some stress. The damage on the fruit, the physical damage could lead to it. You know, you can have birds pecking the fruit or something like that, starting it. Have you been using the organic program and doing the things that we recommend, the sick tree treatment, getting the flare exposed and all that?
The flare's exposed. I've got the Garrett juice. I haven't applied it yet, so I wanted to double-check at the timing. I know I've obviously missed some in the past, but to get started on it going forward.
Well, what we do with the Garrett juice is use it as a base, and with the overall organic fruit and pecan tree program, we start spraying in an ideal situation. You know, if you have the time and you plan for it and everything, you make the first spray at pink bud before the flowers have even formed. When you start seeing the buds swell and show their color, that's the pink bud stage, and the first spraying is done then. Not with any kind of a killing spray, not even an organic killing spray like spinosad or something like that, but with a repellent, garlic pepper tea or garlic by itself or something like that. I wouldn't even use orange oil. And then in an ideal world, the second spraying would be done after the flowers have fallen and the new foliage is getting started. And then the third one would be after all the foliage is hardened off and it's going into the regular season. You can spray more often than that if you want to. Some people spray once a month, but it's more of a budget situation, both for time and money. I think you can have really nice production by just spraying once or twice. And if you do the whole three-time spray like I just mentioned, that's about as much as you do, and you'll be in good shape.
But so is it too late then at this point?
No, because the foliage now is still kind of young and tender, so you're at the point of that second spraying now. See what I mean? So do that, and then after it hardens off and, you know, the young fruit is set and starting to grow, do the next spraying. And then if your budget and time allow it, do a couple more, but you don't have to do that. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Now, a spray, is that top to bottom? Is that
spray everything, even the dog that's walking by. Just spray the trunk of the tree, the foliage, the ground plane, everything.
And for those that have already got some, the fruit that already has some flesh wounds, should I remove that, leave it?
Oh, you can play it by ear. You might leave some and see what happens. A lot of times when you get a wound like that, other insects will be opportunistic and come in and feed on the sweet juices as they develop in the fruit, and it'll be ruined anyway. So you can just kind of play around with it. Leave some, take some off, and see if any of them develop. If it develops into a mature fruit, even though it has a wound on it, you can cut the wound away and still have fruit be useful.
And in general, are some insects good on the tree and some insects poor? Like if a spider's got a web going,
spiders
should that
be nothing but good. Nothing but good.
Right. Okay.
And any kind of pollinators that are there, I mean, they're not necessarily particularly good for the peach tree, but they might be good for other plants. In the garden, you know, you'll see a lot of pollinators, various flies and bees and things like that, and they're all beneficial. It's one of the things I cover in my lectures now in the Natural Organic Pest Control talk is I talk, and it surprises people, I think, to a degree, how many beneficial insects there are if you just start looking and not consider all things that are fluttering and flying around to be pests.
Okay, well, I appreciate that.
Okay, good luck. You just have the one tree. You don't have any others?
I have some plum trees, and they're a year behind the peach, so they're very minimal fruit this year, but they're coming, so we're excited.
Redskin's a good one. If you plant one of the other varieties that are recommended and available around these parts, it's even better, because if the weather tilts one way, it might favor one variety over the other and vice versa.
What variety do you recommend on the peach?
Well, the ones that everybody talks about, including the Extension Service and everybody else, talks about the Spring Gold is one of the very best. If you can find it, it's a good one. And the others are Ranger, Denman, Harvester, and Loring. Any of those. And there's some other good ones, too. Those are just the ones that have turned up to be the most productive and easiest to grow in the research through the years.
And best time to plant those is in the fall?
Whenever you can get them. If you can plant them in the fall, if they're available, that's great. And if they're in containers now, it's still fine time to plant them now.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter right there on that same homepage.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Franke and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, I just found out, and I forgot to tell you about one thing I should have led with this morning. What I found out was that for some reason, my communication with Yoga Mike, who puts stuff up on our website, something broke down, probably on my end, and we didn't have the contest picture up. So I've just sent it again, and it'll be up in the hopefully pretty soon because he just sent me a note. The contest picture shows up on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. There are images of photos right in the middle of the page when it comes up. And they change. There's usually from 3 to 5. And as it rotates, one of the pictures will be the contest photo. You can click, usually I think it's a button, the little dots at the bottom of the photograph on the right side. If you click on that, it goes straight to the photo. But apparently it's not there. I didn't check it for sure, but I'll hopefully it's there for you now. The other thing I should have mentioned at the start of the show was I had told you that Sid Miller, the agriculture commissioner from Texas, was going to be on with me this morning and talk about the feral hog deal. He had already canceled one time with us, and we delayed it 2 weeks. Unfortunately, they canceled again yesterday or sometime recently and said that his schedule's been real busy and they will call us when they have time. That doesn't sound good. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. Very controversial situation. If you haven't heard me talk about it, he has proposed a killing of the feral hogs, which are a gigantic problem, a big, big problem in Texas and other states as well, tearing up agricultural crops and ranches and farms and residential property and all kinds of things, tree farms, and growing by leaps and bounds. So doing something does need to be done. He's received a lot, as you might guess, of criticism about the recommended program, which is to poison them with warfarin, which is a blood thinner. And he and I've talked briefly. He returned my call right away, and I thought he was going to be coming on without any problem at all. Hope he hasn't changed his mind, but we'll see. We'll talk about some alternatives to what he has recommended and go from there. I think one thing that may be the reason that he's delaying it is that some judge put a halt to it using the program, and it's kind of in limbo right now. There are some people out there that are in the business of trapping and killing the hogs and selling the meat. That's their business. So, and there was an article in the Dallas Morning News from one of those people about how wrong the approach is. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that, and hopefully we'll have him on. I want to have him on for a couple of reasons, not just that one. The other one is that he talked very positively with me when we chatted with him over the phone a few weeks ago about putting more emphasis on the organic program in Texas. The last regime, which he admitted had absolutely no interest at all. They had stopped having the advisory board meetings down in Austin and were just trying to totally ignore the organic program. And he was very positive talking to me about it and said he wanted to talk about that on the air too. So hopefully we'll have him on next week or sometime soon. We'll keep you posted. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And I'll get right back to the phones, but let me finish this. Trees that are down and limbs that are down and all that kind of thing, management of the above. If you can possibly afford it, you need to bring a pro in if there's anything of any size down, whether it's a tree that's blown over or it's big limbs on the ground, because if you have a chainsaw or if you rent a chainsaw and you start cutting on things, a lot of times there can be some hidden dangers in something that is still connected to the tree and laying over and on partially on the ground, or if there's an entire limb or tree down. A lot of times there'll be some tension in that tree or limbs that you don't realize if you're not in that business, if you're not a professional. And you, when you're cutting it, it can release that pressure, and you can get one in one side or the other of that limb or tree spring up and hit you and really be extremely dangerous to do. There's a lot of power when a tree limb or a tree is bent over because, you know, it fell and it's in an awkward position it's not used to. A lot of times it can be bent and not broken yet, and you don't realize that tremendous power is in there that you can release when you're cutting on it. And so that's why especially if it's any size at all, you need to have a professional help you with it. If you can keep the wood, you know, for firewood or give it away or whatever, rather than sending it to the landfills, that's great. The ground up chipped part of the smaller stuff you want to keep for sure, because it's one of the best assets you can get, and especially if it's free, or it might cost you for the professional that's doing the grinding for you. But don't let them haul it off. It's a problem for them to haul it off. They're going to have to take it to the landfill or someplace else in most cases and store it. So if you possibly can store it, I'm looking for some right now. I've got a call to three different arborists to bring me some shredded tree trimmings as soon as they have some when they're in my area, because what I do in the vegetable garden, I should have already done, but I'm running behind as I often am. What I do is I mine the walkways, which used to be the shredded tree trimmings, and they have, it's been a couple of years since I've done that now. What happens is that when you use shredded tree trimmings as your walkways or as mulch anywhere, they break down very nicely. They break down to a great degree in one season, for sure in two seasons. Well, I'm at that point, so I'll mine that. I'll put that up in the beds that I'm improving because I haven't been managing my vegetable garden and experiments as well as I should. But building up the height with this material is a good idea too. Well, that's going to create a depression, right, when you mine that stuff that's broken down. And by the way, that's one of the reasons we like shredded tree trimming so much as a mulch, because they break down. We want the mulch to break down. That's why we don't like cypress. That and the fact that it's an environmental problem, shipping it and where they harvest it out of the wetlands and things like that. But it doesn't break down. We want it to break down, turning into humus and compost and feeding the microbes. It's the best natural fertility source there is. So we mine it, put that in the beds, build new beds with it. You can use it for a part of the ingredients in your potting soil, yada, yada, yada. Then put new fresh tree trimmings in the walkways. Fill the walkways up nice and level. Makes it where you're out of the mud, no mud sticking to your feet. Drainage is excellent. And then that new shredded tree trimmings in the walkways starts its process of breaking down and becoming turning into its second and more important use, turning into compost. So those are my main recommendations on the trimming. When you're doing trimming, if you've got broken oaks, red oaks and live oaks, this is the time of the year when everybody in the business is warning about painting the cuts, you know, painting with a wound dressing to prevent the knitted doolet beetle from transferring the disease of oak wilt from one tree to the next. I think there's a whole lot more vectors than the knitted doolet beetle, but I don't have any problem with people painting the cuts at this time of the year. I don't, you know, go out of my way to recommend it and say it's the end of the world if you don't do it. But doing it's probably not a bad idea at this time of the year when sap's flowing, things are growing, new growth is forming and all that kind of thing. But don't use black pruning paint or tar or anything like that. Work with an arborist or order it yourself, a product called Lac Balsam, and it's spelled L-A-C-B-A-L-S-A-M, Lac Balsam. And it's the best for a couple of reasons. One is it looks good. It's a good color, very neutral color, doesn't look bad. And the other thing is it stays kind of soft and flexible and breathes, so it doesn't prevent, like black paint and a lot of the tar stuff that people use, it doesn't do damage to the cambium layer out on the outside edge of the cut from starting to grow and roll over and heal the cut. I think the cuts heal better without any paint on them in most cases. I think you'll have the less chance of rot getting started and all that kind of thing if the cut was made at the right place. Now, if the windstorm has ripped a limb and it's ripped down the side of the tree and torn, you know, got a big bad torn place, it's a different situation. You can't make the cut at the proper place leaving the branch collar, you know, and having that nice, pretty round cut when you look straight into it. What we want is that round cut, not a football shaped cut or an oval cut, because that means you've cut too close into the trunk. No, you've cut into the trunk, actually. You've cut away the healing device of the tree, that branch collar. Look at the pictures on my website and you can see what I'm talking about real easy if that is not clear enough for you. But where the break has been out away from where the limb is connected to the tree, you make the cut at the proper place. If it's ripped it at a bad place, way in too close, all you can do in that case is try to clean up the raggedy edges. Try not to cut further into fresh living tissue as you possibly can, you know. And in that case, you probably do want to throw some hydrogen peroxide on the wound and then follow that up with the tree trunk goop. And the tree trunk goop is a homemade mixture. The formula is on my website. There's not a good commercial product out there right now. Maestro Grow was going to make one, and maybe they have, but I haven't seen it yet. But it's a mixture of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. You mix water with it and slather it on there, and if rain washes it off, redo it. It will feed the wound. It will feed the tree through the wound, through the cambium layer, help the callus develop faster and heal, and it's a really worthwhile thing for you to do. And if there's any other questions related to that, give me a call. We'll talk about it. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with SmartPot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat, and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to SmartPots.com. That's SmartPots.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Heavy-duty Dram sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with the 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. Dram sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. One of the things I should have told you is that the SPCA adoption report is brought to you each week by the people of Espoma, Espoma Organic Products, fertilizers, and other products. They have the Pet Paws program underway, trying to get people to use organic tools so it's safer for the pets. No chemical fertilizers or pesticides. For more information, you can go to espoma.com. They are a fairly new advertiser, and we're delighted to have them because, as you know, we broadcast coast to coast and border to border. And one of the most common questions that I get is that question of where can I buy this stuff? And Espoma is available across the country. So ask for it. Let's get caught up on phone calls. Maureen, and by the way, I just looked, unless it was just refreshed. Let me double check here. I don't think it is up yet. The contest picture, for some reason, we had it disappear into cyberspace on the way getting put up. So as soon as it is up, I will let you know. It's still showing the contest picture from last week right now, the yellow cestrum. But hello, Maureen in Alvarado, Texas.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'm trying to plant some of these red robin petunias, and I had pretty good luck last spring, but some of them died off. My curiosity, is there a male and a female plant of those?
Are you saying petunias or photinia?
No, photinia.
Photinia. No, they are male and female flowers on the one plant. There's not male and female plants.
Okay.
Have you already bought and planted these?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's got a few built-in problems is the reason I was bringing it up. They're not unsolvable. In fact, the way I came up with the sick tree treatment that we recommend all the time for all kinds of stress trees and everything came from me experimenting around with different ways of saving the red-tip photinia. which has some built-in fungal problems in the root zone, especially if you keep it too wet. So you need to make sure that you have excellent drainage, that you use organic fertilizers, and if you start seeing some purple spotting and yellow leaves, just go to our website and pull up the sick tree treatment and apply the whole sick tree treatment procedure to the ground area around the plants.
Okay, sounds good. I've got real sandy soil, so they do drain real good.
Okay, that's good. You can have a drainage problem in sandy soil, but that usually mm-hmm. is a little better starting point for you.
And like one of them did bloom, but a couple of them didn't ever bloom this spring.
Well, they're pretty young, aren't they, right now?
Well, I have some from last year that
okay.
made it.
They're probably just not quite old enough to be putting on a big show. If you want to long-term, and this is for everybody, there is another photinia that one was actually bred from that's called Chinese photinia or Photinia cereolata, and it's the original plant from China. And believe it or not, it's much more hardy and easier to grow and has some characteristics I like better than the red tip. So if you have problems and want to go a different route, it'll be a little harder to find, but it is a actually a better photinia.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Nicholas on WCPT. Hello, Nicholas.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Howard. Since we're talking about trees and storms and power lines, I thought I'd bring it to the attention, a little public service announcement from one arborist to the next.
Okay.
So up here this week, we had some homeowners, and they were doing their own tree trimming. And it wasn't a storm situation. It was just a regular day. And they were trimming near the lines, and they made contact. The guy in the tree made contact, and then it went traveled down the tree through the electric ladder and blew the guy standing at the foot away from it.
Oh, yeah. Powerful, isn't it?
Very, very powerful. So I was just trying to I emphasize what you were saying is call a professional, especially when you're getting close to those very dangerous situations.
Yeah, you don't want to be messing around with that. I understand what you're saying. When I lived in the Virgin Islands when I was a junior in college, three of us lived down there, and we were doing our usual, young male activities of borrowing some mangoes from somebody's tree that was planted along the fence line, along the road. And a line touched that tree, and enough power knocked me out of the tree. I didn't get hurt, but I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. The other quick thing is that so we are in these storms, and you're telling the story about those two brothers. That's really sad.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
Especially in backyards, people have the chain link fence, and it may go along a whole bunch of backyards in a neighborhood. One of the things, if there's a power line that's down, it could be like five houses away touching the metal fence. If it's all connected, that metal fence next to your house is also energized.
Right.
So got to be real careful.
Nicholas, I appreciate you checking
Thanks,
in and
sir.
Giving us some tips from your arboreal work in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks a lot. We will talk to more callers. We've got a bunch of people lined up when we get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And the number to call and be with me is 866-444-3478. I've got some various reports still that I need to bring to you and a little more in Howard's Garden, but we'll work in the calls as fast as we can as we go. The website, dirtdoctor.com, the newsletter's free. Just sign up on the little form there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the information about our course, the Natural Organic Certification Course for homeowners and for professionals is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com.